Moving to information items, items 10 through 13. We'll start with item 10, revenue and expense report for March of 2020.
Will there number be a nine. Presentation? Chair Perillo,
I believe we need to be number nine.
Contract approval?
Well, I'm...
And your city, Bert.
I'm sorry.
Hey, don't beat yourself up.
I'm sorry. Okay, item nine. And first, I've talked to my city attorney, Mr. Fisher, and Mr. Fisher has talked to Mr. Kwong. I was going to recuse myself. I'm being told that there is no need to recuse myself based on past experience with the city of Oxnard and the VRSD in a matter. And if I need to be stand corrected, Mr. Kwong, please chime in.
But let me thank you, Chair Perillo, for that comment. And I did speak with Oxnard City Attorney Steve Fisher about your involvement in this contract matter involving both this agency, a regional sanitation district, and the city of Oxnard. And both Mr. Fisher and I have come to the conclusion that we do not see the following two recusable conflicts of interest. Number one, there's no incompatible office here because the VRSD board is composed of representatives of each of the cities of the county of Ventura. And so by statute, the legislature is deemed to have determined that there's no incompatible office issue on a special district board such as this. Secondly, because you are receiving per diem or some sort of compensation as a council member for the city of Oxnard, as well as for the regional sanitation district, that is considered government income, which is not considered part of a financial interest in determining an FPPC conflict of interest. So on those two foundational bases, we do not find that your involvement in this matter involving the city of Oxnard as a recusable conflict of interest.
Thank you very much. And thank you for sharing that with the board. I appreciate it. And gentlemen, if you ever get into a situation like that, trust your city attorney and trust the attorney for the VRSD, Mr. Kwong. I appreciate it.
Yeah, can I just say one thing though? Neither Steve Fisher nor I represent you as individuals.
I understand.
We represent the board and the city. And so to the best of our ability, we've given you that advice. I would also caution you that if any issue comes up about potential conflicts of interest, you should seek private legal counsel on that one. And again, our comments and our advice to you is from a larger board and city-based position and not on an individual basis.
Thank you. I want to share this before we start this item. Years ago, Oxnard School Board member was asking questions, and I had the opportunity to be watching the television program. Extremely sharp, smart, former teacher, former principal. And there were some activities going on in the elementary school district. And he made a comment about conflicts of interest. And he informed the board that he did not look good in stripes. So he did not intend to put himself in any spot where there would be a conflict of interest that would jeopardize his personal freedom. I intend to be the very same way. So moving on to item number nine, approval of amendment number 5 to the VRSD contract number 15-027, City of Oxnard agreement number 7167-15-CM, agreement for consulting services related to closed Oxnard landfill. It states on my agenda here, Matt Bumgardner, Director of Operations, and may I request that he read the recommendation, please, and thank you.
Yes, good morning, Board. The recommendation is to approve and authorize the Board Chair to sign Amendment Number 5 to VRSD Contract Number 15-027, City of Oxnard Agreement Number 7167-15-CM, Agreement for Consulting Services. Essentially, this is an amendment to the annual environmental services that we provide to the city for Santa Clara Landfill. We have staff that goes out and does all three Oxnard landfills at the same time. They will go out monthly and do readings of all of the gas collection wells. They'll do readings of all of the perimeter probes. And we do regular maintenance at the coastal flare, which receives gas from all three landfills. Also, periodically, on a semi-annual basis, we have a consultant that comes out and does groundwater monitoring at all three landfills, taking samples, submitting those samples for lab testing, and then we have to submit twice a year a thorough report on the analytics of the groundwater. So that is also a service that we provide to the city. This is all tied to the permits that we have with the Regional Water Quality Control Board, as well as the gas permit with Ventura County Air Pollution Control District. So these are the services that we provide on an annual basis. This amendment would extend the contract through June 30th of 2021, increase the compensation by this year's services, which is around $97,000. And the new thing that we were asked to add is to specify that the city will invoice us for, they're actually receiving the bill from the State Water Resource Control Board for the annual fee. And they pay 75%, we pay 25%. That's strictly based on the square footage of both the Santa Clara and coastal landfills. It's those two are joined together under the permit. And it's simply an apportionment based on square footage. So coastal, which VRSD owns, is 25%. Santa Clara is 75% by square footage. And we have always had, they have billed us and we have paid that. There's always been an agreement, but they've asked that this be added to the contract. So we prepared that language and both their council and our council agreed on that language just to make sure that was in there going forward to represent that we are indeed paying our share for that and they are billing us for that. So essentially, if there are any other questions or any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Chair Perrello, I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Warren.
So by reading this, am I correct in assuming that this particular natural gas collection system is actually owned by the city of Oxnard? And so they are the responsible party if, for example, as we've seen, there's a fire that damages it, the city of Oxnard then needs to pay to fix it?
For their portion on Santa Clara landfill, yes.
On Santa Clara landfill, yes, right.
Certainly all of the wells and the pipeline that's on their landfill, they own that, all that pipeline. So they would be.
So that liability is the city of Oxnard then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions by board members? Do we have any public comments?
No public comments were received.
Okay.
Chair, I move staff recommendation.
I want to make one comment. With respect to the pipelines that are on the city of Oxnard's area, I have brought it to their attention in the past that we need to make sure we clean the brush around the pipelines and that the VRSD has purchased some equipment recently that they did use on the west side of Victoria. Unfortunately, there was a fire caused by a homeless encampment having nothing to do with the VRSD, started on the other side of the river. That has been brought to the attention, and it was magnified when the amount of cost to the VRSD for the damage done by the pipeline to the pipes and stuff, and the tremendous work that was done by the VRSD staff in severing cutting the pipe so it didn't get into the well site. So I want to share with the board that has been brought to the city of Oxnard's attention. And we have a motion and a second. Is there any other comments by a board member? If not, roll call vote, please.
Chair Perrello, could I please have the name of the second?
Warwick.
Okay, thank you. I have Director Kildy as having made the motion. So correct. With that, I'll call the roll. Director Ariza?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Fox?
Yes.
Director Friedman?
Yes.
Director Hernandez?
Yes.
Director Jones?
Aye.
Director Kildy?
Yes.
Director Wyrick?
Aye.
Chair Perrello?
Yes.
Unanimously passed.